ask for the way to be shown, ask for the solution to be confirmed, ask for the confirmation over and over and over again, ask for the money to appear, the clients to show up, the soulmate to exist, the team members to support, whatever it is. Actually ask the divine, not from a place of fear, from a place of belief.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What's up, Queen? Hello from Italy. Oh my goodness, it is so good to be here back in the motherland. And what is so, so, so amazing is today's podcast episode. It literally may be my most favorite one ever. I think that it's very humbling because I was actually kind of in a bad mood before I did this one. And, I just prayed that my life would be used. I prayed that the message would flow through. And it's just such a testament that us and our humanness, we don't have to have it all figured out or even like pump it all up. But when we just open to the divine, just epicness flows through. So I'm really, really delighted to share this piece about using your talents and letting your talents be used. And you're going to see there's so many really, really great nuggets in here. There's stuff from scripture. This is church for your business. And your life, quite frankly, I will say that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, because I just want you to soak up all of the power that is in this message and then bring it forth into your life, your world, and whatever it is you are meant to manifest next. Mwah. It's such a privilege, such an honor to be here with you today, because we are doing the work that must be done inside each and every one of us. And then we know that as we do this work inside of us, it's going to be a ripple effect out into the world for all of those who must be given this beautiful information so that we can realign our thinking, that we can deepen into actual truth, because it is the truth that will set you free. Not the stuff that we've been told, not all the things that we fear. And that's the reason why it feels so awful, is because all of the things that we have been taught about not being good enough, not being worthy, that we can't, that it's for someone else, that it's too much or it's too big or it's too expensive, it's going to take too long. And we're like, oh, it doesn't feel right. But the problem is we women have given over our power to other people's opinions and belief systems rather than anchoring into the truth of what we know. That when something is right within our spirit, when something feels good within our soul, it is because it is meant to happen for us and to us and through us and with us. And we, as a culture and society, have just waited way too long for the masculine principles to be the only ones that are validated. Because it's in the feminine space that we're able to see things not as they are, but as they could be. That's why women are such incredible visionaries. That's why we've been given the intuitive powers that we have. And the fear-based world that is addicted to only all things masculine is the, I'll believe it when I see it. And for us to turn our lives around and for us to turn our world around, we must capture our thoughts and our belief systems and align them with spiritual truth. Any moment of the day, any thought that we allow in that is not aligned with spiritual truth, we miss out on what's meant for us. We miss out on the goodness. We miss out on the power. We miss out on the abundance. And at this point, I'm going to be really fierce for all of us. That's on us. Because we are a community of women who have been given so much. And yes, we have been trampled on and we've been told no. And we've like let other people's thoughts and opinions rain on our parades and dampen our flame. But the good news is we have the power and the ability and the capability to overcome and say, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. I am standing for my vision. Like, or it doesn't even have to be like blatant war. It can be like, I hear you. Thank you for your perspective that is not entirely wrong. And I am not going to let it dim my power. I am not going to let it dim my light. What has gone on for most of us in thinking that we aren't worthy or aren't capable or can't like get unstuck or manifest the desires that we have is because we've been brought up in a belief system that if somebody has the power, somebody else does not. And many of you have heard me do the teaching of the four stages of spirituality. That is very much an indicator of stage two spirituality, that all or none, good or bad, right or wrong. And if you were brought up with parents where one of those parents was the dominant parent, like the one that really had the power, regardless of gender, in those family dynamics, little girls come into the awareness that when someone has power, someone does not. So when the parent has power, the little girl does not. And so it creates this, well, if someone else has the resources, if someone else has the opportunity, if someone else has the lane, if someone else has the spotlight, then I can't, or I don't, or I must dim my light. And the good news is it is up to women like us to understand that just like love, power is infinite. Just like love, power is meant for each and every one of us. Just like love, no one can really give it or take it or earn it or manipulate it. Love comes from God. Comes from infinite. It comes from source, and so does power. Now we can twist it and you know, work it into a thing that we think that we can feel or not, or experience or not, or let in or not, or give it to someone else or not. But it doesn't make infinite love, infinite power, not so. And so in this process of deepening our spiritual connection, it is really going to take a fierce, devoted, not a ton of work, because I don't like to frame it in that sense, but a very fierce, devoted way of being in the world, that you will not be diminished, that you will not be in lack, that you will let your light shine. And even when the way doesn't seem to be obvious or pure, even when what you want seems absolutely impossible, to know that in your feminine power and in your spiritual connection that is connected to the infinite, you have the ability to rise above. You have the ability to rise above, rise out of fear into the truth. Because in the infinite, the opportunity always exists. The solution is always there. What is meant for you is never not glorious. Because God doesn't create anything but glory. So if God only creates glory and God created you, then glory can only attract glory. Glory is only a vibrational match for unbelievable, outstanding, extraordinary, amazing. Oh my goodness. Yes, 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 and yes. And this gets to include every area of our lives. It gets to include romantic love. It gets to include abundance and friendship and community. It gets to include career and impact and legacy. It gets to include financial abundance. It gets to include health and well-being in every area of our lives. What it doesn't get to include is us controlling the specifics. We don't get to control our family. We don't get to control who the clients are, who says yes and who says no. We don't even necessarily get to, nor do we want to, control the hows, the actual way that it's going to happen. Because Jesus said, my ways are not your ways. My ways are above. So that means our best thinking, our highest consciousness for how we can contribute, be a light in the world, make a difference, receive whatever it is that we're calling in, we very likely, on our best day and our best moment, couldn't consciously think up the solution that the unlimited, loving, benevolent nature of the universe has in store for us. So that means our job as women is to be open. There's work that we must do to be able to call in and actually receive the miracles. Because I think we probably know the three stages, right? Like just not seeing it at all, calling it in and then blocking it, and then allowing for it to come in and actually having the capacity to receive. And this is what we are so committed to now, the full and total manifestation of the Spirit coming in, flowing through us, and it being our living, breathing reality. That life is so glorious, so amazing, so much better than we could possibly imagine. But to the degree that we're holding on to a way of life, a way of doing business, of who a client should be, who our significant other is, how anything is meant to happen, who the team member is, all of that, that's when we block. That's when we get into thinking rather than believing. And we've already acknowledged that our brains are not necessarily our best assets in this process. Our highest level of thinking will never actually get us there. It's the feeling and believing that comes from the feminine that is more powerful than the masculine thinking. Now, again, I want to be really clear. It's not that there's not a place for the masculine, and this conversation has nothing to do with gender or men. This has everything to do with us as women accessing the infinite within that is universal truth and law, and to stop acting like these wimpy, pansy, incapable beings of living our full-blown destiny. That day is over. The age of queen is now. And queens know what source is and where it comes from. And it never comes from other people. And it never comes from physical circumstances. It only comes from the divine. And when we open up to the divine, that is where access to the infinite comes from. I was reading earlier today. For anybody that has religious wounding, my apologies in advance. I promise to go gentle on you. It's just sometimes my source comes from the Course in Miracles or Buddhism, and this today it's coming from the Bible. So everyone just bear with me. I'm not going to John 3:16 anyone, I promise. However, I do like this particular scripture. Talk about hangry. Early in the morning, as he, meaning Jesus, was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? And Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith," and faith is the evidence of things not seen, "and do not doubt, Not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. This is our job. And here, so oftentimes we wake up and we're just like hitting it and running around like chickens with our head cut off, doing like sending out the flurry of emails, taking all the action, just this flurry of busyness, 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 busyness. Then when things feel really hard, or we're totally exhausted or completely bored, or we've had the same conversation with the same person over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and nothing's changing, then we're like, I need a miracle. I gotta pray. Let's use prayer as the first resort. Let's own our emotional maturity that taps into our spiritual connection and start believing for the larger desires in your heart. For if you believe, you will receive. So believe, like not just hope and beg and like plead in a wimpy, low vibe way. Pray, believing as the queen that you are, and actually ask. Ask for the way to be shown. Ask for the solution to be confirmed. Ask for the confirmation over and over and over again. Ask for the money to appear, the clients to show up, the soulmate to exist, the team members to support, whatever it is. Actually ask the divine, not from a place of fear, from a place of belief. From a place of belief. And this belief muscle is what is no joke. Okay? This is the muscle that must be worked every day. Every day, every day. You want your expansive power? You want to be able to say to the mountain, go throw yourself in the sea? It's the belief that we don't get to be princesses about. It's not like we're just going to be so busy and go and do life on our terms, thinking that we're the ones in control and keep doing the same thing. Oh, and P.S. hoping for the different result. And then be like, you know what? I need to believe for something different. Cultivating belief must be a daily, and if not daily, hourly way of life. Now, I don't want this to sound exhausting, but just like at the beginning of everything, it takes more. It'll take more to get into you, and then there you can be on maintenance. But when there is a broken area, when there is a fear that is pulsating, that's so strong, when there is a neurological pathway that has just been worked, like you just did 10,000 sit-ups in the past 4 weeks because you just kept thinking that thought over and over and over again. The belief muscle needs to have an opportunity to be worked as well. You know, the studies show that if you hold something for, it takes 68 seconds for something to become a dominant thought. I must be a slow study because whoever can do it in 68 seconds, they got a little more Jesus power than me, because I sit there for about like at least 10 to 20 minutes. And feel, like really feel, and being in the belief, like, and I'm kind of working the belief muscle at the time. So you're like, you're naturally working with it if you're seeing, visualizing, and feeling. And the more you look within and whatever symbolically, and you are seeing it and feeling it and then saying it over and over and over and over and over again. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to God that of everything that I've been through in my life, that my life gets to be used in this way. And the thing about Jesus here was not just his being hangry, which is so cool. You know what he was really angry about? He was angry that the tree wasn't bearing its fruit. He wasn't angry that he was hungry. He was angry, angry that the tree that is meant to bear luscious, gorgeous, sweet figs was not bringing forth its fruit. It was just existing with leaves. So if Jesus is going to get that angry at a tree, what do you think he's thinking of us when we don't bear our fruit, when we're just existing, when we say we're not enough, or we're afraid because someone else said it couldn't happen, we can't do it, it's going to take too long? Let's bear our fruit. Let's let the fruit, and it's not anymore, like the tree is naturally designed to bear fruit. If the fig tree does not have figs coming from it, something has gone drastically wrong. It's not right. It's not healthy. It's not the way it's meant to be. It's not the way the fig tree is designed. And if the fig tree is designed to bear fruit, how much more so are you? You are designed to bear the fruit of this season. So don't be the one to hold back. Don't cut it off. And do not believe that you don't have what it takes or that only the other fig trees get to do the figs. I mean, you can. And that's why we've got a world in the condition it's in. And that's why we've got women being oppressed generation after generation after generation. And that's why we've got women not being in power and feminine values not being at the forefront of the way this world is naturally designed to be. So you do your part and I'll do mine and everyone else as well. And it starts with the belief that you are meant to bear fruit. You're not meant to bear better fruit, less fruit, more fruit. You're meant to bear the fruit that comes through you. We don't need to look around at anyone else. What are we meant for? What are you meant for? And you know, it's like that's what the desires are. Now, if you feel like you don't know, it's because you've made yourself wrong. It's because you said it can't happen. It's because you stopped checking in and even asking yourself for so long because someone else told you you're supposed to focus on everyone else but you. Or somewhere along the line, it just felt safer to be invisible and hide and tend to everybody else's needs and complaints and dysfunctions and personality disorders because you just got lost. I understand that queenhood hasn't been largely modeled. And I understand that it hasn't always been safe to be the awesome individual, actually kind of rebellious cat. I don't care how good girl you've been presenting, you have always come to do things in a very big and different way that disrupts the status quo that was not always warmly welcomed by those you surrounded yourself with. And as little girls, we didn't always have a choice. Today we do. Today we get to see it differently. Today we get to do it differently. Today we get to believe differently. And today we get to ask in prayer for our highest good, for the desires that we do want, as maybe outrageous as they seem, or as impossible as it might look, or as out of reach as it might actually be in this moment. But nothing is out of reach with God. And if you're connected with God, nothing is out of reach for you. I told ya! Isn't it good stuff? I mean, how amazing are you feeling now than when you even first might have, you know, clicked on this episode? I'm so glad you're here. I'm so excited for the brightness and the bigness and everything epic to flow through you so that your talents get to be used, that you're bearing the fruit that only you can. And Thank you for so many of you who have been DMing me, loving my trip to Italy, seeing the pictures and all the support and celebrations that's going on. And remember, you are invited. That's right. You, me, Italy, white truffle season. Why not? Why not? You are invited to the Divine Direction event. The link will be in the show notes, divineliving.com/direction. And it is all about what we've been talking about today. Getting the divine direction that is so glorious and so simple. The women I've been working with, the women that came to the Divine Direction event in New York, like just the ahas, the awarenesses, like the answers were right in front of them and they didn't see it. That's what happens when the veil lifts. Like, we think that our life has to be so hard. We think we need to stay home and stay stuck behind our computer. Or you can totally get into your queenhood, into your feminine power, and come join me on Lake Maggiore in Italy for white truffle season, being around all the other women who have already gotten their tickets and just loving life, loving yourself up, seeing what's next. You don't have to have it all figured out. So many women are coming because they're deep, deep in the question, like, what is next and what am I doing with my life? And some people have had a good run for a while and they're just like, I don't even know what's next. Other people have been struggling for a while and they're like, I'm done with that. So you are invited to come be in the room that's so high vibrational. It's just, it's going to do your life good. It's going to do your heart good. It's going to do your business good. Just like you may have been watching me on Instagram and other places. People will be watching. People will be watching, and they're going to watch you say yes to yourself, your dreams, and what you might not have even known was possible. The other women who have gotten their tickets, they said yes to the desire. Might not even make complete sense, certainly probably isn't practical. But that's not the way of the feminine. The feminine will guide you in ways that are non-linear. So remember, you are invited. I would love to see you in Italy. And if Italy is not the place for you, then know that there's an option in Chicago and Miami as well. So check it out. Link is in the show notes, divineliving.com/direction.